There is no doubt that we live in a country of, let's say it, magnificent natural beauty, from our sandy beaches to the coastal cliffs to the panoramic views of our tallest peaks. We have it all. Maybe not the weather, but we have it all. And seeing it on foot is one of the best and most rewarding ways to experience our natural wonders. And content creator Marius Monahan is carving out an alternative career for himself in highlighting what Ireland has to offer us all, and is in studio now. Marius, how are you?
I'm good, Jen. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. Can we just point out that you're wearing a big fleecy jumper on the 2nd of August? Are you a man that is always prepared?
Always prepared. No such thing as bad weather. It's just bad clothing.
That's what I think, but I still not mad about walking in the rain. Okay, we need to talk about that, because that's a big factor of people getting out there in Ireland, because we just heard the news that Met Aaron said it's gonna rain, Marius, for the next 3 weeks. Basically, that's what they're telling us. But we have to get out in nature. I mean, it's so good for our mental health, and it's all on our doorstep. How did you come up with this idea, and when did this all happen? Because you have a huge following. When did it start?
Yeah, it kind of just started from a genuine passion for the outdoors. Like, I was always going, as soon as I could drive, I just drive to the nearest beach. I went to college, I was skipping classes, you know, I studied accountancy. Wasn't really grasping me as much as exploring outdoors was. So I started just taking photos of my phone, and then it kind of snowballed, grew a following, photos, videos, and now this is kind of, this
here
is what
you
it's
are.
Turned into,
this
yeah.
is what, but this is what you do.
Yeah, it's full time now, so I'm buzzing that I can say that. Like, it's been a mad couple of years.
I'm actually so jealous, because I love it, because I started hiking, obviously, I think like most people, after the pandemic, and now I'm venturing out and do more tricky ones, and it's all there. It really is. It's getting the time. What I love about you and other people, because we have obviously our own Roz has the hike life and all that kind of stuff, but apparently, unlike other aspects of the world, like the media and radio and time, where people are kind of see each other as a threat, you guys have like a little WhatsApp group, all these different, and you kind of help each other out with discovering new places and all that kind of stuff. Is that right?
Yeah, it kind of just fell into place nicely. Like, whenever you're outdoors, it's good to share the experience with people. Like, I've hiked by myself, but whenever you get like a magic sunset, there's no one to turn to and say, wow, wasn't that special? So, you know, we all kind of mix together, hike together, go out in the water together. And that kind of fell into place, to a WhatsApp group where we actually now share like even business advice with each other. And we're
amazing.
Really lucky,
that's lovely to hear. How many followers do you have now?
I think I'm over the...
You know, Marius. You know.
I'm over 300,000 across the two platforms.
Holy moly. Yeah. That is crazy. Okay, do you feel a pressure to get out in the rain then? Like, how many hikes do you do in a week?
I'd probably hike maybe once, twice a week at the minute. But I actually probably get out more in the winter, which sounds kind of nearly counterproductive.
Yeah.
But whenever your peak summer, there's lots of tourists about. You know, if you go to Slieveley, Cliffs of Moher, there's going to be hundreds, if not thousands of people. On a Tuesday that's cold and rainy in January, you know, I'll be the only one there. And I love that.
Like, and there's magic in that, isn't there?
There is, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about where we should be going. Okay, can we just go around the country? Because you might recommend your own must-see for each province first. Okay, so let's start with Munster. Where would you recommend for us to go in Munster for an elk hike?
Down in Munster, I would say my favourite is Knocknapista. Now, that's cosy down beside Carntuachtal, which is Ireland's tallest mountain. Now, Knocknapista is a beautiful climb. It's a tough one. So, you know, if you're going to do it, make sure you have a bit of experience. Yeah.
Okay. How long are we talking?
I would do it with Carntuachtal. So it's a full day. Maybe.
Sorry, what?
Yeah,
you would do the two?
Do the two in one.
You are crazy. Okay.
And you're chatting about an 8-9 hour hike there. So it's a full day.
Well, how long did it take you to do Croagh-Patrick and Mayo?
Now, Croagh-Patrick, you can whiz up in maybe an hour and a half. I've seen people do it quicker. I've seen people barefoot, as you know, old men, old women. Like, you know, Croagh-Patrick's a doable one.
I've seen people do it in jeans and shoes.
Yeah.
Like normal shoes, not hiking shoes, and in their bare feet. Yeah, I went up in an hour and a half. Yeah. So that's a decent time. Okay, what about Ulster?
Ulster, now, that I'm from Tyrone, so I'm going to have a bit of a bias, but I actually live in Donegal, so I'm going to say Mount Errigal. Sunrise on Mount Errigal is special. Like, no other mountain comes close, in my opinion, in Ireland.
So what time would you be leaving to head up there? Well, it depends on the time of year.
Midsummer, it's tough. So again, going winter, going, you know, spring, autumn, so you can get up at maybe 4 or 5 in the morning.
Okay.
And then start hiking.
I heard that's a tough one.
No, they've just put a path on it, so it's a lot more accessible. But yeah, weather, very unpredictable in Errigal, so it can be tough in that way.
I did Crookpatrick in the sun. It was sunny. I was hot. Like, I can never, not really hot, but the sun was shining and there was no rain or wind. I was like, I can never do this mountain again because I'll never get this weather again. Do you know that way?
Yeah.
Okay, and what about Leinster then? Where would you say?
Now, Leinster, I've only ticked off a few, but I'd probably say Lough Na Quilla, like just classic tallest mountain in Wicklow. But the panoramic views from the top are lovely. Like, you can see tons of counties from the top.
Wow. Do you think Irish people don't know or don't appreciate what's on their own doorsteps?
Yeah, like, it's something that I experienced as well. I didn't really appreciate it until I went away. And it's, you know, it's a classic thing you hear. People, they go away and they come back and they start exploring Ireland. Mm. So it happened to me, and hopefully, like, people hearing this won't need to go away. They can just get the ball rolling.
They can
rolling
do it
now.
Here. Would you ever be concerned about, you know, increasing footfall to certain places and that change in the landscape or making it more or whatever? Would you ever be concerned about that, or have you seen it?
Yeah, it's happened a couple of times, and I think all of us in that little WhatsApp group or any other creators kind of know now if there's a sensitive area or an area which can't handle the footfall, you know, maybe don't give the exact location. Don't say it's the next best thing or whatever. You know, encourage people to go to their local areas first and then from there
branch
explore
out.
Outwards.
Because experience is key as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going hiking. What am I packing? What are the essentials? A good pair of boots. I see my husband wears these Ned Flanders hiking shoes, right, that I can't deal with. And I wish he would wear a pair of boots. But would you say boots are essential when you're hiking up mountains?
In Ireland, I wouldn't say they're essential unless it's wintertime. Like, I wear trail running shoes, just a decent pair of runners, and you're probably going to be all right on most of the mountains. Now, if you're going off trail, a pair of boots is like a necessity, especially in winter.
Okay. And what else are you packing? What are you wearing?
I always overpack because I learned my lesson the hard way of underpacking and being absolutely frozen.
Okay.
So I'll always pack an extra jacket, some food, a bit of water, and make sure that you always have a bit of phone battery. So if anything goes wrong, you know.
You can stay safe.
Yeah.
Okay, well, lastly, if you could choose, this is going to be tricky now, one walk of the many that you've done, what is your favourite?
It's always, like, it always changes, but I always have the first memory of Slieve League in my head, where I walked up over the brow of the hill and the cliffs just unveiled themselves, and it was just like a magic wow moment that I haven't experienced since. So if I could live a moment again, it would probably be the first time at Slieve League.
Good on you. Anything else coming up for you?
I have a few road trips planned. I'm doing a nice road trip around Ireland with Red Bull now in the next few weeks. So keep an eye out for that.
Deadly. Okay. And lastly, I suppose, where can people follow you?
Yeah, just follow me on Instagram or TikTok at Marius Monaghan, MARIUS.
Unusual name, Marius.
Yeah, my dad's called Marius as well.
So, oh, is he Marius?
Yeah, shout out to my dad.
Shout out to dad, Marius. Brilliant, I love it. There we go. Well, Marius, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us. There we go. I hope that's the inspiration you need. And even in this terrible grey and rainy weather, hopefully this will inspire you to get out, because you never regret a walk, do you, Marius? That is, you know, something to be said. Marius Monaghan, you can follow him on social media. He is a social content creator carving out a really successful career of documenting his adventures in the great outdoors of Ireland. And if you want to have a look, go and give him a follow on Instagram and TikTok. And if you want to see more about Marius, you can listen back to this interview on our podcast page on rte.ie after the show, or you can check out the article on rte.ie/lifestyle. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.